Blog Talk Radio.
Proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the scale. Fleetly the steed file of swiftly to join the thick squadrons on sabers green mail. On every mountain near, strangers to flight of fear rush to the standard of dauntless red hue. Monarch and gallows glass thrown from each mountain has onward for Erin O'Donnell of Boo. The O'Neill to our aid is advancing with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing, these borderers brave from the banks of the Man. Many a heart shall quail under its coat of mail, deeply the merciless foeman shall rue, when on his ear shall ring, born on the breezes wing, dear Conwell's dread war cry, O'Donnell of Boo. Wildly your Desmond the war wolf is howling, fearless eagle sweeps over the plain, the fox in the streets of the city is prowling, and all who would scare them are banished or slain. On with O'Donnell then, fight me, oh fight again, sons of De Conwell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel Erin's avenging steel, strike for your country, O'Donnell of Boo.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Topic tonight is El Trumpo to Reign Supremo. The rhinos are a bigger threat than the camos. I was once asked, if trapped in a room with a rhino and a cobra, who do you kill first? The conclusion was, kill the rhino, because you know what the cobra is going to do. Speaking of traitors, any American who votes to be nuked is a traitor. Treason is the reason, and it's in season. I watched a rerun. Did you hear this tune tonight? Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing. Do you know who that's a 10th century song. A 10th century war song. Do you know who Princely O'Neill is? It's the guy that took out bin Laden. His name is O'Neill. And I watched a rerun of Princely O'Neill being interviewed by Little Deuce Coop, Steve Ducey's youngest son. No disparaging remark there. He does a wonderful job. I just happen to call him Little Deuce Coop. What a great guy is Princely O'Neill. You know what got him on 9-1-1? Remember that. These guys they're trained to fight and kill the enemy and go and seek targets that could hurt us and put them to sleep. And here he is. He's watching two buildings come down. He's watching people jumping off the roof, jumping out of windows. He's hearing them splat on the sidewalk and the press is covering up. Did you ever see what somebody looks like? You ever see chopped meat in a suit? That's what's left of you when you hit the ground. It is really sad, man. Really sad. And they still, these bastards, still say it's less than 3,000 people. It was 3,200. They don't want to count the 200 fetuses. For some reason, the communists have a problem with babies in the womb. They're not counted. That's thanks to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court who gave us Roe versus Wade. Do you know where every one of those judges is today? He's dead. Guess where they are? They're in Boiler Number 3 with Ted Kennedy, and they're having a global warming conference. Unbelievable. So Princely O'Neill was watching 911. It must have tore him up. And then he saw a girl who lost a loved one, and the next day she jumped off a building. And that's when he prayed he could put 3 rounds in bin Laden's head. And when he was asked by inexperienced people, how did you do it? You know what his reply was? Oh, it was easy. Bap, bap, bap. And that's the way they should all go. Bap, bap, bap. To show you how PC'd even Top Guns are being threatened with prison. One of the SEALs on that mission accidentally wounded a woman going up the stairs. And his first question was, am I in trouble? He yelled it out loud. Am I in trouble? Can you imagine what hangs over their heads? Huh? The communists just want to make examples of everybody in the military. We got 10 POWs rotting away in Fort Leavenworth right now. They're called the Leavenworth 10. They've all been sentenced to prison by judges, military judges with no combat experience. Obama went to Kenya this week. He spent another $100 million. Oh, no, not on the Kenyan people, on himself. Yeah. It's a good thing he didn't go to the JV team mall, huh? I'd hate to see that green garbage truck turning down Pennsylvania Avenue with the galoshes on the running boards turned backwards. I can see the investigation now. Secret Service man, you were supposed to take the bullet for the president, not use the president as a body shield. But sir, this is an $80 suit. I can't afford to have holes in it. Walk away from that Iran deal, people. American people should call for a walk away. Walk away. Walk away. Many Americans will die. Look at your grandchildren. Do you want to see them blistered and burned? Walk away from that Iranian deal. The Iranians, the Russians, the Chinese are all working together. And with inside help at the White House, they can take this country down. Look at your grandkids. At least your kids, if they're old enough, will be able to at least try and survive. But your grandkids are helpless. They're helpless. And you see what the Democrats do to helpless babies. They sell their body parts. And they don't kill them until after they remove the hot organs. And then they'll say it was only a little tissue. Yeah, what's a heart going for? What's lungs going for? What's a liver going for? They've made murder a taxable enterprise. It is unbelievable. Walk away from the Iran deal. Walk away from it now or face a firing squad later. Because when we got to rebuild whatever's left, we're going to find whoever did this to us. And we're looking in the neighborhood first. Okay, so having said that, I'm going to jump for a tune. And we had a Blue Moon beer tonight. So I'll find a Blue Moon and we'll celebrate a drinking Blue Moon beer.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong,
blue moon, blue moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for.
Okay, we're back. John Kerry made a comment that if we don't do this deal, he's going to be embarrassed. He's going to be embarrassed. Whole cities will be reduced to ashes. Think about it. The next war is nuclear. Bows and arrows got replaced by gunpowder. Gunpowder got replaced by nukes. Think about it. And you want to entertain that idea? So, Kerry says he'll be embarrassed if America says no. Better 100 million Americans die, plus all of the Middle East, because the Middle East will go. Everybody that's got a nuke is going to send one there. There'll be nothing left of the Middle East, nothing. And they're all saying, well, you know, you can't, the Israelis can't bomb the nuke sites because they're too deep. And they don't have to bomb deep. All they got to do is sprinkle a little Chernobyl on the sites. Nobody goes in, nobody comes out. Amen. End of story. I do believe that the Iranians have sites that they're not disclosing. These people have been around for thousands of years. And they tell you, if you tell them you're Arab, they say, we are not Arab. We are Persians. We are better than those filthy wugs. Yeah, but they're all chanting Allah wants to kill the great Satan. Listen, I could give them reasons to come kill us. But we're one big happy family here. If we fight amongst each other, that's okay. That's what they say about the Irish, you know. The reason the Irish are always fighting amongst each other is they have no worthy opponents. So, better 100 million Americans die in all the Middle East than Johnny Bighead be embarrassed. I'm not drinking to that. The same communists that say Trump's attack on McCain was in poor taste, they were cheering when McCain was getting the Jane Fonda workout in Hanoi. And guess who was beating up John? Castro secret police, who were there to teach the Vietnamese how to torture Americans. You know Castro, Obama's lover? Yeah. Castro. His people beat some Americans so bad there was no flesh on the bottom half of their bodies. As a matter of fact, they beat the flesh off of two Americans so bad they had to be killed because they couldn't show them to the public or to the press. And then there's this O'Malley, another Democrat rat. He's a political bootlicker. Like New York, Maryland sends garbage to represent the tax slaves. A compliment for Dr. Carson. you are in an uphill battle. You have no choice. You have to remind all Americans that God-loving people have skills. They only show the bad blacks. They never show the good blacks. That's a media tactic. That's a communist media tactic. That's to promote race hatred by both sides. They won't show you the Charles Paynes. They won't show you the Dr. Carsons. They won't show you the Arthur Ashes. But you can get all you want of Al Sharpton, who runs nothing but communist NBC. You can get all you want of Jesse High Jackson. Yeah, Jesse Jackson, who would stand outside a prison with a candle to protest the murder of a murderer, the execution of a murdering murderer. But he won't stand outside an abortion clinic while somebody's mistress eliminates the proof of the pudding. Yeah, you'll never see Jesse Jackson outside an abortion clinic as Planned Slaughterhood murders 1,100 black babies today, tomorrow, the day after. It's always 1,100. And the white babies are 1,200. And the Latino Ninos are 700. That's 3,000 a day. Can you imagine how much money they're making on little hearts and little livers? And then, after they remove, you know, they moved the baby, repositioned the baby to get access easy to the organs that they're selling. And then they crush the baby's head. And they tell you it feels no pain. I would like to do that to somebody that says they feel no pain. I'd like to put them in a dental chair and tell them, no Novocaine. No Novocaine for you today. You've been bad. Yeah. Unbelievable. There's a little bit of Hitler in that Democrat Party. Yet, you know what they do? They have a great tactic. Whatever they're doing to you, they accuse you of doing to them. They play the victim, but they're actually the assassin. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. You think about that. So, Dr. Carson, you give Americans hope. You are a soothing balm that heals a blistered nation, and I wish you justice. May you be put into a position that serves America well, because I know you will serve America well. Unfortunately, an evil black man has ruined it for all good people. He has destroyed the image of decent black people. It is really sad, absolutely sad. And he played the race card, and he's half white. I blame his evil white side. I never blame the black side. And he is communist raised, man. He was drinking red milk. Okay. O'Reilly is just following Fox orders. Stop Trump. Planned Slaughterhood Democrat chop shops paid for by Christian taxes. You know, somebody did a blog today, a quick blog. They said if this was the founding fathers, they would have been shooting already. Yeah. Planned Slaughterhood Democrat chop shops paid for by Christian taxes. You know, they don't kill a kid until after they remove the organs that are sold. Can you hear the child screaming, Mommy? Hitler, we beat you a long time ago. We made it a law just to kill kids. 911. They say less than 3,000 people. That's how the bastards play things down. Less than 3,000 people. They don't say all. More than 2,999. No, but you know what? It was over 3,000. There were 200 babies that were pro-life that died with their pro-life mothers. Every mother that died that day was pro-life. And those babies should be named by the families, and the name of that child should be put next to its mother on that memorial. and stop this nonsense. It's not a baby till it's out of the womb. God sent the soul. That was the catcher's mitt for the sperm and the egg. And when the egg penetrates the sperm, it's jackpot. That's three Liberty Bells straight across. Life begins right there. And God knows that baby's name. That baby has a name in heaven. Anyway, and they're just waiting to testify. Of course, Bin Laden, I mean, Obama, you know, Obama took 4 months to take out Bin Laden. If you went into any firehouse in New York and said, we know where Bin Laden is, here's where he is, what should we do? They would have drove the trucks there to get him. Yeah, Obama gave him 4 months to escape. And do you remember when they announced that Bin Laden was chopped liver? They announced it at 10:30 on a Sunday night when half the country was going to bed, because Obama did and his communist media did not want to show the Muslims what we can do when you tick us off. He protected his Muslim gangs. Yeah. And you know what people still turned out and they were shouting USA and they were singing the Star Spangled Banner. But I guarantee you, if they had announced on a Friday at noontime that Osama bin Laden just got 3 holes in his head, the whole country would have been partying till Sunday night at 10:30. Yeah, or Monday morning just before you go to work. Yeah, Obama is a rat. He's not an American, man. If he's an American, Joseph Stalin pitched for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Okay, let's see what we got here. Oh, okay. You know that the Muslims attacked a recruiting office and they killed 4 Marines and a sailor. And here's my comment on that. The 5 who were ambushed and murdered by Muslims, oh, he was a lone gunman. We have a lone gunman. Cagada de Toro. He's not a lone gunman. He went to the Middle East. He got his instructions. He got his training. He practiced firing that weapon in the Middle East. And he came home to kill Americans. Oh, he's an American citizen. No, he's not. The day he left for the Middle East and to learn how to kill Americans, he was no longer an American citizen. Okay, so the 5 that were ambushed and murdered by Muslims in Chattanooga, 4 Marines and 1 sailor, should be promoted to general and given a general's benefits. Same with the Navy Admiral. Now we're going to talk about El Trumpo. The art of the deal, never give up your trump card. You see how quick the rhinos were? Oh, well, he's going to split the party and we're not going to get ice cream. Unbelievable, man. What a bunch of wimps. They hide under rocks for 8 years, hoping that the Democrats are going to screw up. And the Democrats are stuffing their pockets with all kinds of bribes and cash. I used to do a bit that the Democrat headquarters opened up for Hillary Clinton in Harlem. And they rent the storefront and they put up a sign, Democrat headquarters. And all of a sudden, limos start pulling up and Arab sheikhs get out with bags full of money. And they've got laundry. They've got washers and dryers inside the headquarters. And they're dumping all the cash and they're laundering the money. Yeah. Yeah. And the little kids in the neighborhood, they chase them off, call them racial epithets. Yeah. So, the art of the deal, that's Trump. Never give up your Trump card. Yeah, so they wanted him to give up. Promise us that you won't split the party like Ross Perot did and Bill Clinton won. Yeah. and they try to kill Ross Perot's daughter. Yeah. And they went after El Chapo to kill El Trumpo, you know. They planted the seed. They probably built the pipeline. It's probably the Keystone Pipeline is missing tubes. The Democrats stole part of the Keystone Pipeline to free El Chapo to kill El Trumpo. The five who were ambushed and murdered by Muslims. I did that one already. The art of the deal, never give up your Trump card. So they said to Trump, listen, you got to promise us you're not going to split the party. Why should he do that? In other words, it's all right if we screw you six ways to Sunday, but you cannot hit us when wearing glasses. Unbelievable. So they told, but that's a Trump card. That's a great Trump card. And here's how it's going to be played out. Listen, you've been blocking me. You've been stopping me. You try to take me off the panel. And you've been saying bad things about me. You've been trying to hurt me. You accuse me of being a racist and an anti-Latino. And that I'm a bastard, but you're not. You're just a bastard. And it's not fair. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to split the party. Now, what do you want to do? You want to win the election or you want to lose it? Because I'll take enough votes that you'll never win this election. Already they're Republicans after seeing the rhinos saying we might as well vote Democrat. At least we'll get a smaller traitor. So now Trump will say, what do you want to do? Join me and we'll win. That's a Trump card, man. That's a great Trump card. And we'll see how good he is at the art of the deal. Oh, they're dying to ambush him, man. Yeah, they're heading him off at the pass. They're in Dry Gulch. They're in Box Canyon right now. Yeah. So, a Trump card beats race cards hands down. We don't need rhino, Democrat, communist light. We need hardcore American. Obama should be removed and the rhinos exercised. You never see demo camos turn on each other, whatever the crime. Look at OJ. He cut up two people in his ninja outfit. And the glove didn't fit, so they had to acquit. The shrunken glove. Unbelievable. And everybody's walking around. If the glove doesn't fit, you have to acquit. So they acquitted him. And the state spent tens of millions of dollars in a trial that went nowhere. Everybody was getting Hollywood soap opera deals. So God got him. You know how God got OJ? He got him 50 years for stealing baseball cards. And then guess what happened? He's in jail. He's doing the 50 years. And they caught him stealing in jail. Guess what he was stealing? They found cookies in his shirt, hidden in his shirt belly. So he got another 10 years for stealing cookies. Oh, man. Drugs is the curse of America, man. I just saw a headline, Whitney Houston's 22-year-old daughter. She didn't come out of the coma. She's dead. I guess they pulled the plug on her. The kid never had a chance. And her mother never had a chance. Her mother was happier at 11, 12, and 13 years old singing for God than she ever was anywhere else in her life until her life was over. Michael Jackson, drugs. Drug killed Elvis. Elvis did his first drug in Germany, taking a jump up pills to stay awake on guard duty. Drugs is deadly. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, I made Drugs Suck, Chapter 1, because that kills more Americans than anybody. And now Obama is going to be bringing drugs in from the second route. He's opening up a new route into the United States from Cuba. And somebody told me the Cubans will never do drugs. Because we'll never sell drugs, because it'll ruin their chances. I guarantee you, in 2 years, the mob is running Cuba. And when the mob runs Cuba, Everybody gets drugs. You'll be able to buy pot in duty-free shops. You mark my words. And I'm not too wrong. 20 years ago, I predicted dog insurance. Do you know there are people who take dogs to psychiatrists? When I was a young guy doing deliveries in a dry cleaners, one of their customers, a woman, had a baby. And her dog got jealous of the baby and tried to jump out the window and commit suicide. So she took the dog to a dog shrink. You can't believe that, right? You have no idea. You have no idea what's going on in this country. If you ever knew, you'd go crazy. So we can grow with Trump Cruz. We will continue to shrink with the communists until the day we wake up and find out it's not our country anymore. Viva el Trumpo, viva the Cruz. Dr. Carson, heal us. Go to YouTube. Search Save the Kids, Abutam. Go to YouTube. Search Abortion is Murder, Abutam. You want a shot of reality? You got to see those. If you can watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you can watch this. And then I have a blog on Blog Talk Radio. You go to blogtalkradio.com and then look for a Spirit of America party. And you'll see my latest show, which is Remove Obama Now and Fox Knock It Off. Never forget our POWs, the Leavenworth 10. McCain as a pilot was my hero. McCain as a senator is garbage. He should retire and open up a Ted Kennedy a souvenir shop. Would you like the little Chappaquiddick Bridge to go with that? How about the 57 Oldsmobile going off the bridge? Would you like that too? Yeah. Ted Kennedy did more harm to Catholics, to Irish people, than anybody else that has come down the pike from the party of death. Anyone who votes for Iranian nukes is a traitor. This is serious business, folks. We're not playing musical chairs here. We're playing total Holocaust. And the Israelis cannot afford the lesson of Masada twice. They can't afford it. They're going to have to strike first. And they're not going to care who goes against them. And you know who's going to be arraigned against them? Russia, China, the United States, Britain. Israel is truly the cheese and the farmer and the deli, and the cheese stands alone. But all they got to do is salt the earth radioactively around every one of those nuke sites. And that's the end of those nuke sites. And the people underneath will have to learn to live in a cave for the rest of their lives. It will be the rhinos that split the party because they work for the commos, the DNC. You know what DNC stands for? Democrat National Committee. It also stands for divide and conquer, and it also stands for dilatation and curettage, a fancy name for pulling baby body parts off. And by the way, when they shred that kid in the womb and pull out his legs and his face and his eyeballs, and they pull out all of his body parts or her body parts, you know they have to reassemble it like a puzzle to make sure they didn't leave a finger in or a foot. You know that, right? Those are real human beings, my friends. They ain't tissue. And they all feel pain. If you go to those two YouTube sites I told you about, you'll see the look of pain on the face of children that they murdered chemically. So it will be the rhinos that split the party because they work for the commos. And you heard it here first. Hillary's not the candidate for the Communist Party. They're going to stiff her like they stiffed her last time. She's just a Shiite catcher. Who is it going to be? It could be Bernie Sanders, or it could be a bigger communist waiting in the wings. If you want to get my book, you can go to Amazon and just type in Spirit of America Party, Tom O'Donnell. Yes, I'm the author. That's funny. I'm thinking back to springtime for Hitler in Germany. The guy with the helmet says, yes, I'm the author. Okay, we're going to give you another tune. I'm going to, you like the boat, bit of boat, 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 boat?
Watch out! Here we go again.
Yep, 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 work, 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 boom, 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 heartache. Dim, 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 dim. 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 You know that my love for you meant only heartache. I can't believe that your love was just a burning memory.
You know what I hate? A moment of silence. You know what a moment of silence is? It's a communist muzzle. They don't want to hear you praying, so they shut you up. And we'll have a moment of silence. You let the Lord hear you. We say a little prayer for that 22-year-old daughter of Whitney Houston. Lord, she's only 22. Take her in, Lord. Rejoin her with her mother. And share your love with them. Thank you, Lord. Okay. That sure beats a moment of silence. You know, I watched a show one night, a business show, coming out of Dubai. It blew my mind. I've been to the Middle East, so, of course, I'm not with Al-Qaeda or ISIS, maybe sympathizers, but I'm usually with business people. And the young business guys, they're fantastic. I entertain them, they entertain me. It's really funny. We were sitting having coffee one day, and the guys read the newspaper in English, an Arabic newspaper in English, and they had a picture of an imam. And he was about maybe 78 years old, and he was being charged in Sharia court because he had 70 wives. And there was one young kid there, And I turned to him and I said, oh, he's over the limit, huh? And the kid cracked up. He thought that was hilarious. And you know what else? I you know, a little play on words. I was with a Lebanese guy, educated at Notre Dame, born in the USA. I think he was born in the USA. He's living in Belgium. And he's Christian. He's a Maronite Christian from Lebanon. They all got the Muslims, threw them all out, killed them and threw them out. They're scattered all over the world. It is, they talk about, you know, the Palestinians being scattered. Nobody got scattered like the Lebanese Christians. And they're all entrepreneurs. They're all business people. They don't stand still. And the other fella was also from Lebanon, and he was a Muslim. And we all got along pretty good. And I made a statement. Here's what happened. I had a booth, and I was the token small business guy. The Department of Commerce got wind that the Brits were bringing a trade ship to do a lot of business, loaded with stuff. We had nothing. What we had were pitchers. And they put out a quick call. They put us on a CIA plane one way into Kuwait. Wasn't even a return flight. And they got us to the show with the Kuwait International Hotel. And my booth was opposite the CNN guy, the CNN headquarters. And I had one of, there was General, all the big companies were there, General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, all the big shots were there. And there's this little me with my little auto part. I had the busiest booth at the show. So the CNN guy used to come out. And he would say, you got anything for me? Like he was, oh yeah, I did 5 million today. No, I wasn't doing that. I wasn't doing that business. I was looking for a partner. But the other two guys that were on either side of me, we all cracked up. And this is just the oil fields were still burning. I stayed at the Meridian Hotel. The first two floors were all burned out. You had to go up in a luggage elevator, which was small, and you had to crouch down. And yet, though, they had a pool on the roof. So they were talking about Sheikh Jabba. He was the ruler at the time. And I made a comment. I said, the Sheikh makes me shake. And they thought that, I don't know why, but they thought that was hilarious. So then we got talking about they're going to come over from CNN. And what we should do is say, we demand asylum in Kuwait. We want to live in free Kuwait because it wasn't that free. And they thought that was hilarious that we were going to stage, you know, we're going to denounce our American citizenship. What was my point? I forgot. Oh, so we're watching this show from Dubai. And it's all businessmen, and they're all in dish dashes and gutras and egals. They're all wearing their tassel of the day. They're all wearing Arab clothing, white. I look at the audience, is around 250 people. The moderator comes out, and she's a woman. She's an American woman. She has a scarf on her head, like the girls used to wear in the 50s and 60s when they went to church. That's all she's got. She's got a business suit. She says, she gets to the podium, she says, I'd like to open with a prayer. And I'm saying, this is going to be interesting. Everybody sitting. She goes, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I said, holy smoke. Nobody balked. Why not? Dear Father, Allah's in heaven. Nothing controversial. Thy kingdom come. They believe that Allah's kingdom will come. Thy will be done In Arabic, it's inshallah. Everything's going smoothly. Give us this day our daily bread. Who doesn't want bread? And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. Who doesn't want mercy? They all talk about the merciful God, especially the guys that cut your throat. They're the only ones that are not showing mercy. But they want it from the merciful God. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Temptation is haram. And that's why they make their women wear burqas, because they know the evil of men, many of whom practice it. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Nobody said anything. Nobody stood up, called her an infidel, a kafir. So, it's all how you present something. You know what I mean? Let's see what we're going to do. You want to do a little Hey Baby? Mitch McConnell and Banya are selling out the Republican Party to Obama, and they got to be removed along with Obama. Obama has to be removed from office. He's got too much time left. He's going to destroy this country. There'll be nothing left in this country when this guy is gone, and he's not going. He's not going. Tomorrow night I'm going to do something on communism. Because I did a blog today, and somebody came at me and said, you conservatives, and I really don't, I call myself a conservative, but I'm really an American fun, F-U-N, duh, D-A, mentalist. I'm an American fundamentalist. And I have my own party, so nobody can say, you see what the Tea Party's like, they're like that guy. He's one of those Tea Party guys. No, I'm a Spirit of America Party guy, but I do support the Tea Party. I do support the Tea Party because they're the only ones that are fighting for the country. Nobody else is nobody. Don't believe anybody that tells you they are. They're not. I got a picture of Chuck Schumer standing at a gas pump. When Bush was in office and gas went to $2 a gallon. And Schumer was protesting it. Somebody took his picture at the gas pump, and it was a big sign with an arrow pointing at his head, and it said, self-serve. I'll put it up one day. Oh, yeah, so I got to talk to my friend Jimmy from Brooklyn, because this guy was under the impression that that I was bandying the word communist around, when everybody knows that it's a rich, it's the rich that are the real communists. So the rich capitalists, they're the ones that create communism. So I got to do a little blog tomorrow on communism and do a little summary that there are rich communists. And he said, you can't be rich and a communist. That's not true at all. That is not true at all. Tomorrow I'm going to prove it. Once I talk to Jimmy, because he's got all kinds of information. I'll tell you, the first rich communist is the people that run the New York Times. They covered up the murder of 10 million Ukrainians by Joseph Stalin. Some people hated Stalin, used to write the editorials for the Times. And there was a guy who worked there that knew the Ukrainians were being murdered, and he covered it up for Stalin. His name, I believe, was Walter Duranty. So tomorrow I'll have some interesting information on people who think that there are no communist rich people. Okay, so where were we? I'm down to 8 minutes. I had one I wanted to tell you about. Here's the new mafia. You want to hear about the new Nikki Hall? Nikki Haley washed out. She had me. I was so enamored with this woman when I saw her break down and cry at the slaughter of the 12 apostles in her state. Those, make no bones about it, those were 12 deeply religious apostles. They weren't black. They were God's children. They were God's children. They were murdered because they were God's children. They were murdered by a crazy. And the taking down of the Confederate flag was only a rehearsal. The one the communists want to take down is the one that's flying outside your door. And if it's not, you should be ashamed of yourself. And they're not only going after the flag, they're going after the cross, too. You want to see a good movie? And there's even in that movie, there's a little racial propaganda. But it's with Nicolas Cage, Wind Talkers. You gotta see this movie. This is a great movie. And it'll give you a feel for what these Marines went through on Iwo Jima and Tarawa and Saipan. And they were ready to die by the millions to take Japan. And Harry Truman said, we don't have to do that. We just dropped this one big fat boy. And we'll put an end to all this crap. And that's what Obama wants to see to happen to the United States. He wants to see an Iranian nuke come into this country so he can ban nukes. Obama is the guy on his knees at the cockpit door, and his pants are soaked in pilot blood. And he's going to talk reason to Khalid, the Virgin counter, who tells him, shh, shh, you're going back to the airport. I was so enamored with Nikki Haley when I saw her break down and cry at the slaughter of 12 apostles in her state. Those murders were committed by a psycho drug-using atheist. Those devil's attributes were hidden, and the blame fell on the Confederate flag. If we had a picture of that crazy standing in front of a communist flag, an ISIS flag, or a Greenpeace communist flag, they would have been airbrushed out. But now she attacks El Trumpo. To me, she wiped out all her patriotic credits. She will be used again by the rhinos to do more damage to their enemies. The rebel flag, which in history should fly alongside the American flag at Civil War ceremonies and veteran ceremonies. The Confederate flag is about veterans. It's not about slavery. It's about veterans. It's about people that stood for what they believed in. And slavery was not the main issue. Slavery came later in the war. Did you know that Lincoln wanted to send all the slaves back to Africa and give them $100 each? Google it. This rebel flag, which in history should fly alongside the American flag at Civil War ceremonies and veteran ceremonies, reminds us of the spirit of America, the spirit the Communist Party wants to destroy. Stalin said in order to destroy the USA, you first must have to destroy their three greatest assets, religion, spirituality, and morality. Patriotism would be another one. You don't see the Russians going, yeah. And you see what they're doing. You see what they're doing in the Middle East. Bashar al-Assad announced that tonight he can't defend all the cities because the troops are leaving the battlefield. Unbelievable. And that's what they do in the Middle East. They go home. They go home. And God help us the day our troops go home. He also said to his army going in Stalin, he also said to his army going into Germany that no Soviet soldier, they raped 2 million German women. You'll never see that in the news. They got you watching Nazi movies. They'll never show you Soviet atrocity movies. No, comrade, you're not to know about that until it happens to you. He also said to his army going into Germany that no Soviet soldier would be tried for any crime against a German. Then he said the only innocent German is the unborn, and we killed 50 million since Roe v. Wade. We are really a vampire nation. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party. They have no God, they have no country, they have no flag, they have no kids, and they have no rules. They got rid of the rules. Now they only support the three commandments. I never watched beauty pageants, but when nothing but communist NBC stabbed El Trumpo in the back, then communist Red Star Macy's, no Merry Christmas will you find at this Soviet like a gummy store. They shivved him at the last moment. I discovered reels on Fios 233. I never get that far up. What a treat. All those beautiful senoritas. Oh, yes, Trump helps Latinas and ladies from across the country. Many from humble beginnings on their way up the great American ladder of success. Viva Trumpo. A guy who's an expert on communism, that's Jimmy from Brooklyn, that tells me over and over again that Bill Buckley, the pothead, sold out the Conservative Party and said communism was dead. He totally disarmed the USA because he was the conservative guru. Now that I see this attack on Trump by the Buckleyites, I am starting to believe my friend. My friend also says radio conservatives are afraid to say the word communist because they will have to admit they did not stop the communist onslaught in this country. He also says the Soviet collapse was used to disarm their enemies. Yes, while they were collapsing, they were rebuilding. If we can face reality, we must admit the Democrat Party is the Communist Party. They kicked God out at the last convention. They voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11, including Mitch McConnell. You can go to YouTube, Flag Burners of Record, Abu Tam, and you can see every congressman and senator who voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. I think we lost by one vote, one Judas vote. But you know what? That should have been 100-0, and that should have been 555-0 in the House. But the communists, they painted over like they call a baby a fetus. They said flag burning is freedom of speech. How about I set fire to your pants and you give us a little speech? If we can face reality, we must admit the Democrat Party is the Communist Party. They kicked God out at the last convention. They voted to burn the flag, calling it communist freedom of speech. They outlawed the Ten Commandments so they can practice their sick version of religion. They voted to kill kids, 50 million since Roe v. Wade. That number may be up to 60 million now. They kill 4,700 a day, torn to pieces by fiends. What doctor takes an oath to do no harm and then reaches in and crushes a kid's skull? If you think that abortion is not hideous, you should take your kids to a tour of a chop shop. Democrat Chop Shop and show them what's in the bucket and tell them how it happens. You can't do it. And why can't you do it? Because it's evil. 700 a day torn to pieces by fiends. They have also restarted the Civil War. They're sending troops into southern states, Operation Intimidation. They are disbanding the military. They have turned public schools into brothels and abortion training camps. After 14 years of enabling Muslims to blow the legs off of Americans from Benghazi to Boston, they still don't have an IED pre-detonator, but they do have an IUD installation kit for sixth graders who are not allowed to tell their parents. Christian tax money is used to destroy Christian values. An entire race of people are taught to hate other races. Read the 45 goals of the Communist Party and think about all the freedoms you have lost. Can you really speak your mind? On my, if you go to blogtalkradio.com, you will find the Spirit of America Party. And I also have one episode called The Big Democrat Party and the Little Democrat Party. My time is up. I'm going to close with a tribute to Latino ladies.
Now that you are mine.